I am absolutely stunned, and I feel like I robbed the other girls because I was sort of pinning it on them winning it. Like, they're such great women. I'm thrilled.
I've been really struck by the camaraderie between the four finalists, and in the room tonight at the AgriFutures Rural Women's Award, there were so many alumni. People put up their hands if they had been involved with the Rural Women's Award program, and there was about 20 hands that went up. What does it mean to you to now be a part of such a strong network?
Well, it's really wonderful. We had lunch today, so it was the first time I actually got to meet the alumni. And walking in, I was struck by how many of them come from, like, you know, right back at 2002, some of those ladies are from. All the best of friends. They walk in, they hug, they chat, they talk, and they offer their support. So I can't wait to learn more about them and get to know them better.
And your project now joins a long list of wonderful projects that have boosted regional areas in South Australia. You have created SP Hiker, which is working on creating meals tailored for outdoor enthusiasts, hikers, as that's in the name. For people who may not have heard about your project before, what have you put forward as your project that has now won the award?
So the project I had was actually to purchase a really amazing freeze dryer so that I can freeze dry the rice and pasta that go into the SP Hiker meals, so they'll cook a lot faster. And also there's a lot of produce out there that I can't actually dry at the moment in the machinery I have. So the freeze dryer will allow me to start drying grapes and avocados and strawberries and more of the produce that's going to waste currently. So I'm really excited about it.
How do you actually go about sourcing waste produce?
A lot of the time the farmers come to me. Other times we see it dropping on the ground and we go and chat to a farmer. One of the interesting things is so often the farmers just assume that the seconds or surplus that they have is just, that's it, it's wasted, I've already written it off for the year. And then we go in and disrupt them and say, hey, we'll take it off your hands, we'll give you the money and we'll do something with it, which is starting to change the way the farmers are thinking in our region about those waste products. And they're now coming to me.
As you've said, your project is to purchase machinery that will allow you to bring in more produce and do more of this work. You'll now go on to the national stage now. Do you have plans for further expansion should you win nationally?
The business can do so much. And I, as I said in my speech, I really want to empower other women to get on board AgriFuture businesses, you know, to actually look at what they can do to make a difference. And the business is so simple. You need a dryer, you need a cutter. And so I'm hoping that other women will reach out to me in other regions. You know, it might be in a region where mangoes are, where other tropical fruits are, and actually create their own business very much along the same lines and utilize the produce in their area.
This area has seen a lot of expansion. There's people who are drying foods and powder, turning them into powders. There's fruit that's being sort of put into rolls and things like that. And a lot of this is happening in and around Adelaide. How much of a community are you seeing in people who are trying to rescue seconds and do something with it, whether it is powderizing or dehydrating as you're doing, or all the different things that are being done to rescue seconds or what is considered waste produce?
Yeah, there is a really big movement to do that. One of the problems is it's actually a little bit expensive to do. You know, it takes time. It's not a 5-second thing when you pick the fruit and wash the fruit and cut the fruit and dry the fruits. Often it takes 10 to 14 hours to dry it. So a lot of people just don't have it in them. You know, it just takes too long. But what I'd like to do is educate people in their own backyards to start doing more of that. So I think sometimes we discount how much surplus produce there is in people's backyards that they let drop and rot. And it'd be great to educate more people just to do the little bits in their own backyards as well, rather than do it as a business. Just save what they already have.
What is the main thing you're going to take away from this experience, besides $15,000?
The friendships I've already made. You know, I genuinely did not care who won tonight because the other three finalists were so incredible. I feel like I've made friends for life, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with their businesses and in how I can help them in any way I can. But just those friendships, those connections, I'm looking forward to it.